This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Monday. We're going to get through it together. It's July 14th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Morning thunder showers expected. I feel like I'm just saying this off the air. I feel like I have read this forecast for 9 days in a row, and there has been no rain in Menor. At all. There's been nothing. We haven't had anything. Nothing for the yard. Nothing. We had no rain. I'm not complaining. There's nothing.
We had big storms in Westlake yesterday afternoon. I mean, it wasn't for long, but they definitely hit. I mean, you know, so we did have some, but it wasn't like an ongoing thing.
Well, these are clearly scattered around. I mean, there was a rain delay for the Guardians game. I was like, what's going on? I'm only 20 minutes away in Menor. We've got nothing there. It's sunshine. So morning thunderstorms are expected. Sunshine returns this afternoon. We're going to see a high of 86 degrees. We certainly hope your weekend was a good one. We have a Superman super review coming up. If you want to get in early, if this is something that you saw over the weekend, shoot us a DM, Jen and Tim Show, Star 102 on all the socials, EMCs, if you saw it over the weekend. We're going to be reading these and talk about the reviews. Did you see Cleveland? Did you love the movie? Maybe there's things you didn't like about the movie. I mean, we're real here. If there's things you didn't like, was it too long? I don't know. Was there not enough Cleveland in there? I mean, whatever it is, certainly let us know. I didn't see it, spoiler alert, over the weekend.
I saw it. Okay. I went at 10:30 on Saturday morning and saw it, and I can't wait to talk about it.
Eggs
I do have a small complaint.
Eggs and bacon in a movie. Eggs and bacon.
Oh,
I tell you, they should serve a breakfast bucket if you're going to see that movie at 10:30 a.m.
Except I ate popcorn.
Did you?
And plenty
How did
it
hit? At 10:30 in the morning.
It's delicious.
In all seriousness, I've never had popcorn, I think, at 10:30 in the morning.
When you're in a movie theater, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't, right?
It's fine. It's like time goes away. It doesn't matter what time it is. You have to have popcorn in a movie theater.
So let's say that, and I don't know what the runtime is, so let's say it's 2 hours.
Yeah, I think it was like 2:10. I'd have to double check.
Okay, well, let's just say whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm just giving that as a... So it's 10:30 by the time everything... It's close to 1 by the time you get out there. 12:30, 1 o'clock window, somewhere in there. You've had your popcorn. Are you hungry for lunch coming out of the movie?
Oh, we went to lunch. We went to lunch with my in-laws. Yeah.
So bizarre.
Because let's be honest. You eat the popcorn at the beginning of the movie. It's not like you eat it. I don't know. I eat my popcorn at the beginning of the movie, and then I'm done with the popcorn. And I don't really nibble on it anymore.
At
so
all.
Then by the time it's over, yeah, we had a nice lunch afterwards.
I like that you eat it that way because I felt like I really feel... Hashtag Fat Tim hit at the beginning of the movie, and then I just discard it for the rest of the movie
Yes, because you shovel it in so fast because you smell it. It smells so good. You can't wait to get it. You get it, and then you eat it too soon. I mean, like, you're almost done with it before the movie starts.
Let's talk more about that after this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Followed by popcorn chat. And I really need to get to that dilemma tomorrow morning.
It's a big one.
I promise EMCs will get to the dilemma tomorrow morning. So first things first, there's a lot of things happening. But of course, we need our guests for Dead Guy in the Envelope to kick off the week. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope, which is also in a box because Jen can't be trusted. All right. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
My man, we're doing well. Popcorn Chat is next. I have a question for you, but I would love your guess for Dead Guy in an Envelope.
One of the Cleveland's all-time favorites, Big Chuck Schadowski.
I don't know, Tim. You have to tell him.
It's not Big Chuck.
Oh, it's good.
I had to think about it for a second. I was like, has Big Chuck passed away?
Oh, yeah, because he did recently. Yeah,
recently. Yeah, what an absolute legend. My dad watched Big Chuck and Little John. I think I have every episode from back in the day memorized because of my dad.
Aw.
I appreciate the guests. It's always good to hear from you. Thank you so much. All right, EMC's quick question. How do you eat your popcorn at the movies? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
Immediately and fast.
You?
No, I let my wife get it. I just eat the bottom of it. She eats it. I just eat the bottom.
Okay. Like all at the beginning of the movie or all throughout the movie?
Throughout the movie.
Oh, you do eat it. All right.
Oh, nice.
So he eats the bottom.
He has much more control than we do.
We're the only ones. We are the only ones that when you order the popcorn, you find your seat, whether you purchase the seat ahead of time or whatever it is, you sit down, you're ready to go. You know, you have all these previews to go through, right? All these previews to go through. I am slamming popcorn the entire time. And when the movie hits, I'm basically, I probably have an inch and a half of popcorn left in the bottom of the bucket. And I'm basically done.
And I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I'm not only do that, but pre that, when I get the popcorn, and you know, you usually have a beverage and maybe I'll have my bag or something like that. I'm carrying napkins, something for the kids. I will literally eat the popcorn out of the bucket or bag like a dog as I'm walking to the theater. Like I can't, like I don't have the patience to wait that because you know, it'll like stick
but
to
you
your
have tub. Like butterface?
Yeah, something like that.
But you stick your tongue in there?
Yeah, like take, you know, you just stick your tongue in a kernel of popcorn. You can just pop
that
it right
everybody
in there.
Else is eating from?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I do.
EMCs, this is when you know we are all friends here.
Yeah.
I want to hear one more person that eats the popcorn before the movie starts. Then we'll feel better. Or licks the kernels, apparently. 216-343-1021. Star 102, good morning.
Hello.
We're talking about popcorn.
Yeah, I know. I'm listening.
Oh, I appreciate that. Well, are we the only two that slam all this popcorn basically before the movie?
Before the movie, I usually wait until the movie and then I start slamming.
Yeah, we're the only two.
Wow, you're very controlled.
It's not like I don't eat popcorn during the movie. I eat some, but the majority, I mean, I could almost get a refill when the movie starts. I eat so much.
Oh, I gotcha. Like, yeah, if you eat the popcorn before the movie starts.
Yeah, we have no self-control. Jen's licking the popcorn on the way to the movie theater.
Popcorn's like one of my favorite snacks. And when you get it with all that extra butter and stuff, I can't resist it.
We're officially the only two. Thank you, EMC. We appreciate you calling. Coming up next, though, we have Stevie on the socials.
We are once again talking about Fire Festival because there is an update. You could actually own Fire Festival if you want, but you better act quick because time's running out.
Oh, boy.
You bid on it yet? Is
not
it in the
yet.
Stevie realm?
No.
No? Not in the Stevie
no.
realm?
Better than what he wanted, but not more affordable.
I just think it's so bizarre to me. It's just bizarre.
It's such a mess that I can't look away. Like, I cannot wait to
you
hear
should bid on it.
What you tell. Absolutely not.
Maybe you could turn to something positive. Somebody must have some ideas for this if you're bidding on it. If you don't know, you will in 3.5 minutes on Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
So the infamous Firefest brand is now up for auction on eBay. The creator, Billy McFarland, said that a 7-figure deal to sell the brand fell through, so it led him to go through the auction. Now, if you don't remember the drama behind Fyre Festival, it was the disastrous luxury music festival promoted by Billy McFarland and rapper Ja Rule that was supposed to take place in the Bahamas in 2017. There were celebrity endorsements, a giant marketing campaign, and the festival ultimately failed to deliver on its promises. Upon arrival, the attendees encountered chaotic scenes with inadequate housing, food, and security. There was nothing to eat, nowhere to live. They were just out there in the
Bahamas. By the way, until you mentioned it, I forgot the Ja Rule aspect, and he's never mentioned it. I totally forgot about that
until you said it. Same.
But I don't think he tried to come back for the Fyre Festival, too.
No.
Probably a smart decision.
Because the festival was canceled, and Billy McFarland was later convicted of wire fraud for his role in the scheme, and then he did serve time in prison. A second attempt, dubbed Fyre Festival 2, was planned for Mexico in 2025. It was postponed and then ultimately was canceled, refunds issued. the place that it was supposed to take place even said that they didn't know that it was supposed to be there.
So Isla Mujeres, right? Wasn't that where it was going to be? Yeah, like down right off the coast of Cancun?
They were like, that's news to us, and it was supposed to be in like a month. So now Firefest brand is up for auction on eBay after the deal did not go through. I don't know who was going to pay seven figures, but apparently it fell through. The listing has been up since July 8th, but if you're interested, it ends tomorrow at 12:44 p.m.
Hurry up.
So you got to act quick. It's now up to 211,600. That is a lengthy number. Over $200,000.
Yep. So wait, some
to buy, to auction. Yeah.
Enough people have bid that it's gotten up to that amount.
Yeah, so just over $211,000.
Someone is going to buy it for that amount of money.
$200,000. They're good.
Well, 135 bids. There's 135 bids on this thing. And you know, I wonder, it will be, what will be curious is this time tomorrow, because you know how eBay is, no matter what the item is, you have some bids, you have some casual bids, and that lasts, I don't know, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever it is on an item that you really, really want.
I mean, this could be
$1 million
at that point in time. He might get what he wants.
You get a lot included in the sale. You get the brand name, which I don't know why you'd want. You get the registered trademark and intellectual property, the official social media accounts, including a verified Instagram, comprehensive marketing assets, including photos, videos, graphic templates, and ad archives, the Fyre Festival domains, a Caribbean festival location option with full support from elected island leadership, behind-the-scenes content and documentary footage, email and SMS lists, artists and talent relationships, extensive media coverage, and access to core team, and then it says, quotes, optional.
I feel like you don't really get all those things because they didn't have that in the first place.
The relationships?
You get the Caribbean festival location, but it didn't even...
Where?
The listing is sus.
Very much so.
And it's described as Own Fyre Festival, the most talked about festival brand in the world. But I just feel like it's not talked about in a good light.
Correct.
That's not a selling point.
Yes, it's a negative talk about.
Is this like the only thing like this you can buy on eBay?
No.
What?
What do you mean, no?
Well, then, like, you know how at the bottom of the pages for anything, like Instagram, no matter what you're on, any website, they try to promote other people or other things to buy. So I started seeing all these pop-ups of things you could buy for very expensive prices, and I was just shocked.
So eBay thinks you're interested in a festival. It's like, oh, well, if you like the festival, you might like this. Like,
maybe if you want this account, buy this account, buy this business.
Oh, wow.
Like, you can just buy people's businesses for a lot of money.
We should go through this. So let's just say that Fyre Festival is out of your particular price range and you want to spend the 211 grand. Maybe there is a business or something on eBay that is more in your price range that, I don't know, piques your interest. Let's go through these. 4 minutes away on Star 102. So Fyre Festival is out of your price range on eBay. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. 135 bids. It's over $211,000. I almost read iconic brand just because that's how it's listed. Mm-hmm. Trademarks, IP address, social media assets, blah, blah, on and on and on. That you talked about that during Stevie on the socials, which then brought you to some other businesses or some other things that are available for purchase
on
eBay.
Really just buy anything these days on eBay. So slightly less. Now, I mean, it's still very expensive, but for $65,000, it's titled Excellent Business Opportunity. You can buy a mobile video game trailer manufacturing for $65,000. And then you own this like mobile video game truck where you can.
Oh, we did that for one of the kids' birthdays. So like all the kids like crowd into the truck and play the video games.
Yes, you can buy it right off of eBay. $65,000.
Pass.
Whatever, it's the brand or just the truck or.
Do you get the physical truck and all the games and all that, I wonder?
It didn't sound like it. It sounded like you just own part
the
of
the brand.
Yes. Like you're like a, what's the word, investor.
No, I'm not buying that.
Yeah.
I don't want that one.
You can
I don't
also
want Fyre Festival either.
What one would you rather have?
Out of those two?
You're going
the lowest
price
point? At least you can do something with that. Like that actually seems, I don't know, tangible.
You know, Fyre
Festival
is a thought. Everything seems like a lie.
Yeah, exactly. It's a thought. Yeah. I don't actually know what's going to be happening with this. I don't, you know, you talk about relationships. That's part of the deal of Fyre Festival. There are, I mean, if they are, they're limited or broken that I have to go into that mending fences of what.
You're going to think I'm crazy, but I think I would pick Fyre Festival only because if you could do some type of strategic marketing to like flip it around,
I feel
like
we could
bring it back. I think that's smart.
I feel like we could bring it back.
Well, for $20,000.
Oh, okay.
So a lot more.
More
affordable.
In Tim's price range.
Yes. You can buy, it just says, social media online business for sale. It doesn't tell you any more. You don't get any more details until you buy it.
You don't know what kind of business it is.
No, but it has 92,000 subscribers.
Oh, okay.
So it says the website's for sale and it's lifetime earnings you're supposed to get if you buy this.
This isn't an Amazon mystery box. I kind of, for 20 G's, I need a little bit more info.
Correct.
It's very vague. Like, I'm sure if you're really looking, you could figure out what it's for. But, like, at first glance, like, we are just scrolling and you read it and it's very, you got to read a lot.
Are there bids on that?
Yes, not a lot.
But someone wants it.
It's not like Firefest where it's like going up in price. Jeez. It's kind of stagnant, but you can buy these. There's also an online casino business for sale.
Oh.
Lifetime earnings as well for $26,000.
Okay. All right. Tim, what do you do? I hear clicks over there. Are you looking to bid?
I was clicking through Fire Festival still.
Oh, okay.
No, you never have to come up with your own business again. You can just buy someone else's.
Okay.
Yeah. That they don't want. Why don't they want it?
Yeah, they don't want it. Was it a failed business attempt? Some people just get tired of it, or they run out of money, or there's other reasons. It doesn't necessarily have to be a negative thing.
But it could be.
Probably because it's tough. Because it's a tough thing to launch. Okay.
I'm going to stick with watches from the 80s and handbags on eBay. That's about all I'm going to buy there.
Is that what it is?
Not well, yeah.
Speaking of, and we're getting to three things. I was at a grad party over the weekend. Congratulations, Molly. One of the moms there, old school swatch with the hard guard around the outside.
No. The watch protector thing?
I could not believe what I saw. I was mid-conversation with somebody else. I'm like, can I see your wrist? Don't even know who. Is that a swatch from probably 1980? Who knows? Yes. With the hard guard around the outside. Apparently, she used to have the old school, like the jelly one in the middle that you put through that middle.
Yeah, I remember
that. You have
jelly
to be of
line.
A certain age. I couldn't believe it. She said that broke a long time ago.
I would like
Jen's
going to
want to know this
can
information.
You please,
I didn't mean to go down that path.
Get her number. I would like to be friends with her.
I wonder how much that is on eBay.
I recently bought one, a Swatch watch from the 80s.
She said those guards now are like $200 to try to buy. She said that. I don't know. I've never priced them.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Thank you, Stevie. That was awesome, Stevie, on the
socials. That was really great.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've been keeping a secret from you. I've been keeping a secret from you because in years past, you have induced such panic in me about going to the eye doctor because somehow, some way, I always tell you before I go. And then you always freak me out about getting my eyes dilated. And I always tell them, don't dilate my eyes because I'm scared. Right? I mean, this is literally, we have, this is like our annual eye dilation show. We do this on the show every year. So like a year ago, I finally let them dilate my eyes. And I was like, this, you're ridiculous, Tim. This was not bad. So I went to the eye doctor last week. I had to go and get my annual checkup because I broke my glasses. I need new glasses anyway. And what I'm about to admit next, I don't want to. I don't want to
do it. You do have different glasses. You broke them?
Well, I broke my current ones. Yeah, these are my old ones, like my first evers. Because, yeah, they snapped right in half. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
I have been wearing glasses since I was 7. I have never snapped a pair of glasses. You've had them for a couple of years, not even?
Yeah, it's probably like two or 3 years now. Yeah. And I'm on this.
Are you an aggressive glasses wearer?
Third pair.
What do you mean your third pair already?
You're being aggressive. I must be, because I didn't even snap them in my hand. Like, I opened the glasses case last week one day and they were broken. Like, I'm like, what?
That's bizarre.
It was weird. It was weird.
Like, not a screw loose, like broken.
No, broken, right in the middle. Right weird. In the middle. Snapped in half. I don't.
Okay.
Yeah. So I kept it secret that I went to the eye doctor last week, and I did have them dilate my eyes again. And well.
And it was horrible. And you're just.
Listen.
And you just left now. You just got to the radio station.
There was an issue. There was an issue.
Was there?
Yes, there was.
Oh.
There was. And I'm not saying you're right, but I'm saying maybe. I understand what you've been complaining about.
And you want to listen because this is the first time that this segment has ever happened in how many years of this show? Where Tim was right.
I didn't say that.
Where Tim was kind of right.
Maybe.
Maybe a 5 out of 10.
A sliver of rightness.
A sliver of rightness in 3 minutes. I will take that on Star 102. I can't wait to hear it. I've been waiting for this segment. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
I went to the eye doctor last week. I didn't tell you because you usually make me scared to go to the eye doctor. And after last year, for years, I didn't get my eyes dilated because you said it was awful. I did it last year at my appointment and it wasn't awful. It was fine. I got my eyes dilated. There was not a dot of an issue. Nothing. So this year, when I go into the exam room and the optician or the tech or whatever is like, hey, these are eye drops. They dilate your eyes. So we can check you. I said, fine, please. Old school. I know what's up. I've been there, done that. This is old hat to me. Dilate the eyes. It's no issue. And, it's nice and dim in that room. And the eye doctor comes in and he does the whole exam and he does whatever part where they check your eye dilation and whatever. So afterwards, I have to go. I want to pick out new frames because, like I said, I snapped mine in half. And if you recall, it was a really sunny, bright week last week. Not a lot of rain in the forecast. I go out and you get a little tray and you can like collect frames you like and you walk, you look at all the frames, you try them on the mirrors. Well, the half of the frames are right against the front window of the eye doctor's office where there is bright sunlight coming in to the eye doctor's office. So as I went to that wall, to look at the glasses, it was like there were lasers shooting into my eyes.
I'm telling you.
I couldn't see. I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. I can't, like, and I didn't realize what was going on at first. I'm like, God, it is so bright in here. I'm like covering my face. I had no idea what was going on. I'm like, oh my God, my eyes are dilated.
This is what I have said. This wasn't a scaring you into the eye.
No, yes, when, it was.
When I have my eyes dilated, and please, I know we talk about this yearly. I understand.
We do.
216-343-1021. And I feel like I'm on an island because everybody, when you had your eyes dilated, you had no issues. And every single call sided with you. Correct. And they said it's not a big deal. I have had glasses since I was seven years old. My eyesight is horrible. My left eye, I know about the eye doctor. I have gone a bajillion times. When I get my eyes dilated, I was making there was one time, and I'm not lying, I had to sit in my car for I don't know how long because I felt like I needed to put like 7 different pairs of sunglasses on, and I slept in the parking lot.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You've said you slept overnight at the mall.
There was another time I slept on the bench at the mall outside of Sears because my eyes were so bright.
You did
it
that.
Was very, very bright after that eye dilation.
And
I try to tell you about the eye dilation because there's nothing you can do. Your pupils are wide open. There's nothing you can do. And now you know.
Now I know. But I didn't. Okay, so it's. It's not as bad as you made it out to be. Like, yes, there was an issue. But, like, in the years past, again, you made me so scared I wouldn't get my eyes dilated. But I really couldn't see anything. I was, like, grabbing my sunglasses. Like, I can't look at these frames over here. It was so.
So, here we go. Here is my backup question. Because that is the exact same thing that happens. So, you get your eyes dilated. You have this. Maybe you have a new prescription or whatever it might be. And this is time to go look at the frames. You snapped your frames. That's the next process.
Right.
So here's my other question. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorite. You get your eyes dilated. You're ready to go. You want new frames. You're looking at frames. This is a perfect example. I need new frames. My lenses are all scratched when I'm getting ready to go too. So I'm in the same situation as you. It's go time. I've had my eyes dilated. How can you see what you look like with the glasses on?
Oh, that wasn't a problem.
I can't see anything.
Oh.
It's like, would you like to pick out frames? I would like to. I can't see anything. It's all blurry for me, so I can try on frames till whatever, unless I can't see what my face looks like at all, basically, except for a blurred blob into the frame.
So my experience is different because I don't have like a blurry experience with the eye dilation. It was just the brightness that was tough for me. And it was just when I was looking at the window. So like where the opticians were sitting, where I was like trying on the glasses, wasn't facing the bright light. So it was no issue whatsoever.
I just can't see it.
To me, it was just the bright light that was the problem. So I was able to pick out frames. Of course, we could talk about that for hours. You know how many pairs I tried on, right? Like if you had to guess.
Do you go to a different place or you go there? Like, do they have enough frames for you to try on?
Oh, yeah. But of course, it still takes me forever.
Did you choose a frame?
I did.
Why didn't you choose the same frame? Were you just something different?
Well, it snapped in half. Yeah. And I wanted something different.
Okay.
And And, you know, we could talk about this for hours.
I really was trying to bait you.
I need to have the nose pads because you remember the progressive lenses.
Oh, my gosh, not this again.
I know.
Not this again.
And then I always like the plastic frames better because I like how they look. But then I have to be able to tweak
it
with the nose pads.
Your Honor, I retract that. I retract that.
It's a whole thing.
I retract that.
You don't even want to get into it. My point was I understood the brightness of the eye dilation and why that's a problem. Only when you're looking at bright light, though, like when I wasn't in the bright light. And then they gave me like these little glasses inserts to make your sunglasses darker.
Should have a camera on when you go
really
in.
Chest
camera, head camera, like something where it's following this entire visit.
Poor
I would love
kid
this.
That was helping me. I was telling him I have a large circumference of my head and I measured it against my brothers.
I was going to ask if
that's a whole thing.
The glasses
don't fit
snapped.
Me. I have a really large head.
I know.
It could be.
I know.
I don't know.
I didn't want to ask that
this
because the
like
hat size that you need to wear. We've talked about this. I just don't want to be that guy. I wondered if you put them on, they snapped.
I don't know. It could be. It's probably the expansion of them every time. You can ask. I do. I just have a large head. And this kid that was helping me, and I mean, he's probably in his 20s. I'm telling him how the circumference of my head is large.
There's no way he's paid enough for this visit. There's no way he got paid enough for this visit.
It was so bad. I'm sorry.
So two quick things. We'll get to the three things you need to know. Do you know his name? You don't.
I don't know his name.
But Ernie Eyeballs. We're sorry that you had to deal with this.
Ernie Eyeballs.
Yeah, his name's Ernie Eyeballs now.
Ernie Eyeballs.
Also, they ask you to sign for your contacts and sign for your bill. I can't see anything. My visit could be $13,000 and my eyes are so blurry I can't see. And yet I just still sign. And it's like a new game that I see what's actually taken out of my account because I can't see anything. It could be $17,000 for that visit, and I would not know until I get home.
Just put your old glasses on to sign the bill.
It's still blurry. I can't see anything.
Oh.
It's blurry because of the dilation. Leah, thank you. I agree with Tim on the eye dilation. I've had it done twice and terrible both times.
Oh,
I now refuse to have it done, even though they don't make it sound very optional. I'm not saying don't have it done because you should have it done because they can really see even deeper into the eye. You should definitely have it done. I'm just saying when I get done with it that I have to sleep in the mall for 6 hours.
Okay.
I have to close. I'm part of the janitor system at Great Lakes Mall.
You do not close Great Lakes Mall.
Tim's here again. I'll help you out. Okay. What do you need me to do? All right. 11 minutes away. 7:35. We'll play a round of Trump 2 brought to you by Apex.
Oh, my God. All right. Cavs star Donovan Mitchell just made a big move. Off the court, though, it's all about love. He's getting married. That's in 60 seconds. It's 75 degrees in Cleveland, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Browns rookie running back Quinshon Judkins arrested in Florida over the weekend on a misdemeanor battery charge. Fort Lauderdale police say it stemmed from a delayed domestic violence incident. He was released on $2,500 bond. Cavs star Donovan Mitchell, officially off the market, proposed to singer Coco
engaged.
Jones.
Engaged. Is it off the market?
would say engaged is off the market.
Married.
Oh, my God.
Just saying.
He's off the market.
If you're engaged, are you off the market?
Yes, you are.
I mean, the one of the doors is shut on the market, but the market's still open.
What are you saying?
I'm asking the question. I'm just saying, you said he's off the market, and that hit me last break. I said, even your marriage, you're off the market. Is he engaged?
Doesn't the ring count as the commitment?
I'm just asking the question.
I think you're off the market.
It seemed like a definitive off the market.
He's
off the market. This is a gentle off the market.
It is not a gentle.
I feel like it's a gentle off the market.
Getting married. I think he probably spent a lot on the ring.
He definitely spent a lot on the ring. So what if he didn't spend a lot of the ring? Does that mean that he's on the market?
No, he's still off the market.
Okay, so engagement's off the market.
Yes, engagement is off the market. Engagement is off the market. Mm-hmm. This is All-Star Week for baseball. Was that even real?
Yeah.
Okay. And tonight, it's the Home Run Derby. 8 hitters, 3 rounds. It starts at 8 o'clock. And then the actual All-Star game happens tomorrow night in Atlanta.
I've been waiting for this. All morning long, we've been talking about it. It is your Superman Super Review. Did you see it over the weekend? DMS Jen and Tim Show, Star 102 Cleveland on all the socials. Or you can give us a call, 216-343-102, and we have so many messages already. We would love your review.
So I went to see it over the weekend. I saw it at Phoenix Theaters at Great Northern, which was awesome. It was a full theater at 10:30 in the morning on Saturday. Just want to point that out. Full theater. I loved this movie so much, and I said this to you off the air. Typically, I don't choose to see superhero movies. This is not my genre. And then when I do, I'm always like pleasantly delighted. And of course, I am biased. I am, you know, living here in Cleveland for so long. Cleveland is so prominently featured in this film. And we know it was shot here last summer. You reposted the video you took on our Facebook page last Friday, and you could see all the things they did. And we didn't really know what to expect other than, oh, look for this, look for that. This movie is just filled with Cleveland. It's not like, oh, make sure you look at 3 minutes in and then 6 minutes in. It's everywhere. I mean, you see Public Square prominently many, many times. You see Terminal Tower prominently displayed many, many times. You see the Detroit Superior Bridge. I mean, these are major, major scenes of this whole movie. It's not just a few. I mean, it is everywhere. You see City Hall. You see, I spotted Jacob's Pavilion in the shots of the Detroit Superior Bridge. It was awesome. So seeing Cleveland everywhere, I mean, it was fully the setting of this movie. And if you're familiar with sites in downtown, you will spot it everywhere. And I'm sure I would spot it more if I saw it again. The other thing is, there are, and I will not spoil this, but I will tell you this, there are several huge cameos in this film. There is a, have you read anything? I know you didn't see the movie.
I didn't see it. No, yeah, I didn't see it yet.
Have you read any spoilers about who is actually in it? Because there is one major actor in this movie that I was stunned because he shows up in like the first 10 minutes of the movie.
I did because.
Oh, you did see who it is.
Once again, I've read the reviews. I know it's going to be a top film in the, I don't want to say in the franchise, but in the Superman world, if you will. And I want to watch it for a lot of the Cleveland elements and that type of thing. So being spoiled as opposed to, that didn't really bother me
too
much.
It doesn't spoil, to me.
But it's a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big surprise, if you will.
I was stunned because I hadn't read, you know, I saw it so early on Saturday morning. I hadn't read.
Right.
I was trying to avoid that before I saw it. So that was a stunning part. And then I do have, listen. I have a small complaint about this film, a very small complaint, but it is something, and it's about, and it's, you'll understand why. And I think if you saw the movie too, you will be on my side for
this. I would like to know that. Yeah.
Yes.
So we will get to that. Susan also wants to get in. Top fan Julie wants to get in. Sharon has a really good scoop. I didn't see this. Michelle wants to get in. Susie wants to get in. Your Superman Super Reviews are next. Okay, what did you hate? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I'm kidding.
Okay, so I didn't hate it. I do hate this. My favorite character in the film.
The Superman reviews,
Superman,
if you're just joining us.
Which was filmed here in Northeast Ohio, in Cleveland, all over. It's everywhere. I mean, it is Cleveland. This whole movie is Cleveland. It's so cool.
And you did love it, for anybody just joining us. I was just teasing.
I loved it. And I'm kind of tongue-in-cheek joking about the thing I didn't like, because here's what I didn't like about it. My favorite character in this movie, other than Superman, because he was great, that David Cornsweet was, he was very, very good. My favorite character, though, was Crypto the dog. Crypto the dog is awesome. Like, he is so good. He's like one of the best parts of this movie. And my complaint is that he's not a real dog because he's AI generated. I want to meet him. I just want to cuddle up with Crypto. Like, he is, oh my gosh. You know how they make some of these movies playful and there's little funny things. And what a great part of this movie, Crypto the dog. He is so awesome. And I wish he was a real dog.
I immediately thought, especially when the promos were rolling out and they're showing Crypto and they're showing little things about this, I thought to myself, is that going to be the dog Halloween costume of the year that everybody's going to make their dog? It doesn't matter 100%. What the breed is. I'm thinking it's going to be Crypto.
Oh, he's so cute. Like, they just did such a good job with him, and it's just such a great. And then the one last thing I will say, at the end, they definitely set up for the next film.
I did not see it. Please give me your review, 216-343-1021. We're going to get to your reviews next. Tap Fan Melissa, we went to see it on Saturday, and we loved it. We were also sitting in the row behind Jen and her family.
I didn't even know that, Melissa. You should have said hi.
Definitely should have said hi.
She saw me eating my popcorn, shoveling it in my mouth nice and early at 10:30 a.m. Ooh. Wonder if you were you eating popcorn too, Melissa? I hope so.
I bet she was.
Were you judging me?
I bet that's what it was. She didn't want to interrupt because we were talking about that earlier. Both of us probably crushing that popcorn pre-movie.
So much.
So we have so many DMs, so many reviews. Superman Super Review. Yours are next. 4 minutes away. How was it? Did you see it this weekend? Let us know.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's your Superman Super Review on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. How was it?
I loved Superman. I need you to go see it, Tim. You're going to love it too. I know you will. So many people commenting on the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. Susan said, saw it Friday. It was awesome. And the CLE looked amazing on the big screen.
Bet.
She's so right on that. I'm telling you, obviously, remember the Avengers was shot here. There's been other films that have been shot here, and it's like, okay, make sure you watch about 1 hour in and you see the shot of Public Square. This was not like that. I mean, from the beginning, it is Cleveland everywhere. It is fully, I know I sound so giddy about it. I guess I just was thinking you have to really look for the spots and you don't because you just constantly see it. Terminal Tower, Public Square, City Hall,
Anything you were surprised to see that
When I saw Jacob's Pavilion, like when they were doing a shot of the Detroit Superior Bridge, like toward the end, and you know, people are leaving town. I mean, that's not really spoiling anything. And you see it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you could see like down in the flats. I mean, if you know Cleveland, you're going to see, I mean, it was just the roof of it, but as a person who knows.
Yeah, I thought we gave a really good list on Friday. You can go back and check out the video, Jen and Tim Show and Star 102 and all the socials of what you would see in various other places. I thought gave really, really good lists in town of what you can see, not when you would see them, but just different places to look for. So I was very curious if there was something kind of like, you know, something not on that list that you saw. So if Jacob's Pavilion
would
one,
be
that's
Jacob's
fine.
Pavilion. And the other thing I saw too, and I apologize. I don't remember where I saw this. It was on like a social media page, Facebook, someone saying they were an extra in the film and their mom was there like carrying a turtle in an aquarium. Did you read about this?
No.
This was like posted somewhere last week.
Oh, I didn't see
that. And it was just like, oh, we saw the movie and I didn't make it in, but my mom was carrying a turtle, whatever. And I must have read that last week. So then I see the movie it's prominent. This woman carrying like her turtle in an aquarium. I mean, it's like a 5 second shot and you see her. If you guys are listening and you know what I'm talking about.
Turtle lady.
Yeah. We would love to talk to Turtle Lady.
Speaking of that, Sharon, thank you so much for the message too. She left a message under our video. She mentions that she did not see the movie yet, so I'm there with you, Sharon. I got to see this week. But her uncle was an extra in the movie.
No way!
We've talked to so many extras in the movie. That's
so
fantastic.
Cool.
It is your Superman Super Review on Star 102.
So Michelle says, thought that arcade sesh would be in a different part, but loved it. She's talking about, and if you've seen any of the, and I mean, there's been a ton of coverage on this in the weeks leading up to the Superman film. The scene of Superman and Lois Lane kissing in the arcade. I mean, that's not spoiling anything. It's the shot is everywhere. Whether he's like he flies up
like
and
rising
can see
up
it.
Yeah. And like yeah.
And I agree with you, Michelle. That was definitely a different part of the film than I expected, but it was awesome to see it. And again, it's like everywhere. It is Cleveland is everywhere in this movie. Everywhere you have.
We're part
to see
of
it.
The highest grossing movie of the weekend.
It's
I mean,
so
how
huge.
Cool is that? In all seriousness, just highlighting the city. Being a really cool thing. So yeah, we're going to own that.
We're going to own it. It is not a blink of Cleveland. It is.
And you saw all of,
Cleveland.
There were so many different people. I forget who it was. There was somebody else, an actor in the film wearing another Cleveland shirt over the weekend. I thought it was great. Like it's all over the place. Yeah. I looked at who it was. I forget which.
And Hawk Girl, Isabella Merced, who's from Cleveland, grew up here. She was awesome. She had a bigger role than I realized in the film. She was great. It was.
Yeah.
Go see it.
Big deal.
As a Clevelander, you need to see this movie.
And when you, once again, you listen to the show, when Jen claps her hands, she means business. It's a new thing over the last 2 years, but
that
you can hear the hand clap.
Is fair. That is fair. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability.
Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.